Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled The Living Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13 and 8 says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Isn't that a comforting thought? In today's world, when everything changes, what's true, you know, 3 months ago might change. I mean, everything we experience, this world is in flux. Society is constantly changing. Values change. There's all sorts of things. Nothing stays the same, except there is one absolute truth and absolute reality, the character, the person of God and the character of God. He does not change. And His ways are past finding out. He is perfect in judgment. As for God, His ways are perfect. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in Genesis 1:26, when God created man, it's recorded that God said, let us, and notice the plural there, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And when the first man, Adam, was created out of the dust of the earth, he wasn't made to be subservient to this world or anything in it. In fact, just the opposite. He was given dominion over all the beasts of the field and the birds of the air and to take care of the earth. That was his metron, if you will, of authority. And in fact, even after God cleansed the earth, because all flesh had corrupted itself after the great flood, Noah was powerful in God. He was perfect in his generations. And then the Lord told him, it was a new dispensation, He said, the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every living thing. Let me read that. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fish of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. The wonderful thing is, when Jesus comes again, that's all going to be reversed. Praise God. The lion shall lay down with the lamb, and a child shall play in the cockatrice's den. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so the first man, Adam, was given dominion and power, but he sold his birthright out by sin, by that act of rebellion. But the gospel tells us that Jesus, the second man, Adam, came into this earth. He was fashioned as a man. He felt passion and temptations like a man, but he did not sin. And what the first Adam lost in the beginning, Jesus came down from heaven and redeemed the human race from sin and eternal death and eternal separation from God. And you might say, well, you know, when we all get to heaven, all our battles will be over. Well, that is certainly true. But, beloved, God wants to help you right now. Jesus finished the plan of redemption on Calvary's cross, and He shed His blood, and He atoned for your sins, for my sins, so that we come to Him and ask forgiveness and accept by faith His vicarious work on Calvary. Our sins are washed away. Praise God for that. In the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, in John 14:14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And in Luke 10:19, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And if you will look at verses 17, 18, and 20 of that same chapter, you will find that Jesus is not talking about scorpions and snakes, literal critters, but that, you know, that we see hiding under a rock out in the field. But in fact, He is talking about power over demon spirits. Beloved, He has given you authority and power. And My heart's cry, and it's the moving of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, to let God's people finally see. Many sit in, these truths may be very familiar to you, but beloved, there are so many that sit in churches where there is no power. In fact, they, in terms of surveys, statistics are showing that church attendance is dwindling from, quote, the traditional mainline churches. Why? Because there's no power. There's no reality. And people are looking elsewhere for truth. They're just disenchanted. It was just, you know, that's what drove me to church as a young person. It was like, they're all hypocrites. There wasn't any purpose to it. It had no real connection with my day-to-day life. But Jesus is alive, beloved, and he wants to interact with his people. And that's why I'm preaching this message, is that Jesus is alive. He is the living Lord Jesus Christ. And because he has made man in his image, he has given man free will. He's given him the ability to choose. And God does not force himself on anyone. He uses the preaching of the foolishness of the cross for those who have ears to hear, those who have been appointed of the Father to come to salvation. No man can come to the Father unless the Holy Spirit draw him through to Jesus. And so, beloved, we have to understand that that's why Jesus says so often, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And so our job as Christians, as brothers to sisters, to pray for our loved ones, our family, for the unsaved, that the eyes of their sight can be cleansed, and they can see clearly so that they can receive the light of the gospel. Jesus said in verse 21 of Luke chapter 10, I thank, in that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit, and he said, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. In fact, as I shared earlier, I think as I began this message, spiritual truths are actually very simple when it comes to salvation. Simple spiritual truths that we don't have to be in confusion. Oh, beloved brother and sister, Jesus is your all in all. He's the bright and morning star. He's called the bishop of our souls, the brightness of the Father's glory. He's the chief cornerstone. He is the eternity and blessedness of God. He's eternity's highway in the world of time, if you will. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. But somewhere along the way, some religious leaders, for example, in the time of Jesus, it was the religious bunch, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, they decided to fence in the truth of God's word. And for some today that do the same thing with the religious spirits, they're still fenced in. God has picked up and moved on, beloved. And this is the hour in which we are to know that we are the children of God. Yes, of course, we will have battles. Sickness may come. Heartache may come. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Beloved, his word should give us hope. That's why when I began this message, the importance of the word of God, it needs to become a living word. It needs to infuse power and life into your soul in spirit. He wants so much to infuse his power into you. He is our victory. Praise God. He is the image of the invisible God. He's our judge, the King of life, the King of glory, the King of kings, the everlasting King. He's our life, our light, our love, the lily of the valley, the Lamb of God, the lawgiver, the living stone, and the Lord of glory. He's our messenger and the message. He's our mediator, our intercessor, our master, and our Messiah. Hallelujah. Look up, children of God. Look up and live. Jesus is alive. Not only was he the fulfillment of prophecy and is the Christ of yesterday, he is the risen Christ of today and all of our tomorrows who shall return for his own. He is the living Christ today. Praise God. I want to stop right here and I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you with the authority that Jesus has given to us to come boldly before the throne of grace, to find the grace to help that we need, Lord, in the time of trial and trouble, perplexity, spiritual stagnation. And Father, I lift those who are crying out for more of you. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for a revelation of the living Christ in their lives. I pray for the Holy Ghost to be even as the spirit of revelation that shall open the word of God, that they shall see truths they have never seen before. They will begin to hear truths they've heard preached before, but it hasn't impacted their heart, their life, their spirit. And Father, I pray right now, I take authority over every hindrance, over every deception of the enemy, and I release the power of God, the anointing of God, to destroy every single yoke, that they can walk in the liberty that you have meant for us, into that abundant life that you have decreed for us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you and I thank you for it. Beloved, if you will hearken to the word of the Lord. Yea, hear even the word of the Lord. He that has ears to hear, hear the Spirit of God speaking to your spirit. I say, rise, arise and come up. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Yea, you are mine. Do not believe the lies of the wicked one. Turn aside his deceptions and his strategies, for I have called you to life. I've called you to joy. I've called you to liberty. I've called you to glory, says the Lord. Hear my word, meditate upon my word, feast upon the truths therein, and you shall see the Holy Spirit do a work in your life that you shall not have room enough to contain it. Hear the word of the Lord and be ye strengthened even this day, for my anointing flows to you even now as you receive it, says the living Lord of hosts. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. I praise and I thank your holy name. Well, my time has flown and I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you need prayer, if you need God to do the impossible in your life, I have the faith to believe for the impossible with you. Won't you write? The announcer will give our contact information. Feel free to email. I will confirm receipt. I will pray for you. If you want further ministry, I ask you to enclose your mailing address so I can write back to you in a personal way and spend time ministering the word of the Lord to you. That will be just the word that you need to hear. So many have testified over the years, that was exactly the word I needed to receive. So praise God for the Holy Spirit. He knows. I don't know, but He knows. And I thank God for it. To Him be all the glory and to Jesus, our soon coming King. I love you. I thank you for joining me today. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.